Rolene Marks.
I'll report with Rolene Marks.
Rolene Marks, I'm really hoping you can hear me. Can you?
Miracles.
Oh, my goodness me. What fantastic.
I'm hearing you loud and clear. I think that we seriously can create miracles here with technology.
Okay, so I've got a massive smile from one side of my face to the other. Over to you. What's happening in Israel?
Well, I think the big issue right now, and I know we keep speaking about it, but it just keeps escalating, is the uptick in violence since the announcement of the Trump peace plan. Within the last half an hour or so, a 17-year-old teenager in Hebron tried to throw a Molotov cocktail at Israeli soldiers and was neutralized. He was killed in the process. But we've also had a significant increase in the amount of terror balloons that have come over the border into the south. And this morning, kids near a kindergarten having to run quickly for shelter as the balloons with the incendiary devices attached blew towards where the school was. And this comes as well as we had news this morning that three rockets were fired from the Gaza Strip, landing in an empty field very close to Netivot. And this is all coupled with a significant amount of rocks being thrown at Israeli motorists, Molotov cocktails being launched, as well as now been thrown at Israeli soldiers. So there is a significant increase in the amount of violence coming from the Gaza Strip, from the West Bank and parts of East Jerusalem. But also this follows one of the Ayatollahs, Al-Khamenei, calling for Palestinians to engage in a third intifada. Now, I don't want to call it that. I don't think that we are at that level yet. But we certainly are concerned at the increase in violence and the type of rhetoric that is calling for more and more of this kind of aggression.
Really, I'm just interested. I mean, I understand there's anger. I understand there's a peace plan which didn't quite go the way that Palestinians may have wanted it to have gone. But is there any sort of outrage in the Palestinian territories when they hear that balloons with kind of toys aimed at enticing children to come closer and find them? Is there any kind, would we know if there's any sort of reaction to that?
Well, I don't think we would know if there's any sort of reaction. You know, the Palestinian people live under very, very tight regimes who don't allow them, you know, the freedom of criticism. They don't allow them the freedom of expressing outrage. I would imagine that there are probably a lot of parents and a lot of people across the Gaza Strip who are outraged at this. They don't want to see this happen to children, you know. Also, it does impact on them because now the IDF have restricted fishing areas, and also the Israeli Air Force have to strike at these, what they call their balloon cells that are releasing these balloons. And, of course, it brings any kind of violence closer and closer to the average Palestinian who doesn't want it. And, you know, it's extremely frustrating for us here because, you know, we understand the Palestinians objecting to the peace plan. We understand it, that they're fully entitled to object. But bring alternatives. Bring something to the table that would allow for some kind of negotiation to start. And the frustration is, you know, is this the response to everything? More and more and more violence.
There's food for thought. There really is. Okay, let's move on to your next story, which is apparently that the Israel Defense Forces and the Navy have stopped smuggling attempts.
Well, there was a big breaking story today. The Israeli Navy and the Army have stopped a sea vessel that was bound for the Gaza Strip from the Egyptian-controlled Sinai Peninsula. And on board were found quite a big cache of weapons. And they reckon that it was Hamas operatives within the Gaza Strip that were trying to bring in these kind of weapons so that they could be used to launch attacks against Israel that would be given to commandos within the Gaza Strip and then being used to launch attacks against Israel.
Well, you really got to hate a lot, hey, when your people are starving, in need of every cent on medical care, you name it, and you've still got the money to bring in arms, which do you know.
And on top of this, Hamas have closed one of the new hospitals that has just been opened in the Gaza Strip for fear of coronavirus spreading. So it's a dire situation. But and to us, the solution seems quite apparent. You know, start working towards peace. You've got countries standing by, as President Trump said last week. You've got countries standing by, ready to help financially, ready to help and assist with infrastructure. Isn't that the better option than this never-ending cycle of misery and humanitarian crisis?
Yeah, hear you loud and clear, very loud and clear. Rolina, I happened to be watching some Israeli news, I think it was yesterday, maybe the day before, and I saw a story which really jumped out at me as being quite amazing. I don't know the guy's name. He is a Haver Knesset, a member of parliament for, I think it is Kahol Lavan, who is donating a kidney to somebody that he does not know. Just because. Have you seen that story?
I haven't seen that, but it really, really is heartwarming, and it reminds me of our mayor here in Modi'in, Mayor Bibas, who also did the same thing. He's not a member of Kahol Lavan, so it's not him, but he also, a couple of years ago, donated a kidney to somebody in the city who was needing a kidney. And it goes to show that we Israelis, you know, we might have our issues, we might have our balaganim, but when it comes to caring for each other, we'll not only give you the shirts off our backs, we might even give you a kidney.
Wow. It's a hell of a serious thing, I got to tell you. I happen to know people who've been through it. And this is, you know, a part of me thought, wow, that's the ultimate electioneering ploy. And I thought, no, nobody does that. You do not do that to gain a vote or two. That is absolutely not the way it works. In terms of Israeli elections, what's it, more of the same in terms of...
It's actually been quite strangely quiet. You know, one of the concerns was approaching the elections was whether or not Netanyahu, now facing these indictments, also losing his immunity, or rather opting not to go with immunity because he wouldn't have gotten it anyway, if he would try and curry favor with voters by annexing land. And he's been quite firm, and I think he's been told in uncertain terms by the Americans that there will be no annexation of territories that are listed within the Trump peace plan until after the March 2nd elections. And also many saying that perhaps his flight to Russia to bring back home Naamah Zakhar, which of course has sparked a lot of debate. You know, there's a whole debate. It wasn't a humanitarian crisis. We've still got two missing soldiers. Why aren't we seeing that much effort for them? Was that also pre-election politicking? And also some raising the questions that perhaps Netanyahu, with his diplomatic gesture to Africa this week, is that him trying to cement himself as the statesman that is here to take Israel into the next election and perhaps win? Or, you know, was it something else entirely? So that's where the election debate is kind of swinging now. We don't have any talks of potential coalitions and who's talking to who and who's forming what blocks. So it's very interesting. I don't know if they've also got fatigue. We've got voter fatigue, and they have block and alliance fatigue, perhaps.
Absolutely fascinating. Rolien Marks, as always, thank you so much for the insights. Can't wait to chat to you tomorrow.
Well, I have to say thank you to you, Thabo and Senna. Guys, I don't know how we've done it, but we've done it.
We have.